The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that reveals a little bit more about history day by day. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're looking at a pivotal moment in astronomical history, the time when humans learned that the Earth's moon wasn't the only one out there. The day was January 7th, 1610. Italian astronomer Galileo Galilei made the first recorded sighting of the planet Jupiter's moons. He made the discovery using his newly improved homemade telescope, which made objects appear 20 times larger. At first, Galileo wasn't sure what he was looking at. As far as anyone knew, other planets didn't have their own moons. So when Galileo noticed three bright lights near Jupiter, he just assumed they were distant stars. However, scientists don't let assumptions stay assumptions for long, if they can help it. So Galileo continued observing the lights over the course of several nights, and it's lucky for us that he did. The discoveries he made that week ultimately changed how humans view the universe, as well as our place within it. The first thing Galileo noticed was that the three lights near Jupiter seemed to move in the opposite direction of the stars behind them. The lights also changed their positions relative to one another, but always stayed close to Jupiter. It was puzzling behavior for a group of stars, so the astronomer kept watching. Soon, he observed a fourth light near the planet that was moving in the same strange way. Galileo continued his patient watch for seven straight nights, and on January 15th, he finally solved the puzzle. The four lights weren't stars at all. They were moons, or natural satellites, orbiting the planet Jupiter in much the same way as our moon orbits the Earth. This discovery was notable for many reasons, but the most important was that it provided strong evidence of a heliocentric universe. Up until then, most humans, except for Copernicus, had believed the Earth was the fixed center of the universe, and that all the other celestial bodies revolved around it. But the discovery of Jupiter's moons threw a wrench in that geocentric theory. If moons could orbit another planet instead of the Earth, then maybe planets could orbit something besides the Earth as well. And if that were true, then perhaps Copernicus had been right all along, and the Earth really does orbit the Sun. Galileo published his discoveries a year later in a book titled Sidereus Nuncius, or The Starry Messenger. This was the work that set Galileo on his path to believing in a Copernican system, and his other discoveries of sunspots and solar rotations pushed him the rest of the way there. However, when Galileo later published his confirmation of the heliocentric theory, he was charged with heresies by the Inquisition of the Catholic Church. He was found guilty in 1633 and sentenced to life in prison. However, since he was nearly 70 years old by that time and in relatively poor health, Galileo was permitted to serve out his sentence at home. He remained there until January 8, 1642, when he succumbed to fever and heart palpitations and died at the age of 77. In his own time, Galileo was unjustly punished for his discoveries, but he's honored for them today. The four moons of Jupiter that he discovered are now known as the Galilean satellites. In his notebooks, Galileo had only referred to the moons numerically as 1, 2, 3, and 4, but the German astronomer Johannes Kepler recommended naming them after figures from Roman mythology who were closely tied to Jupiter, the king of the Roman gods. It took more than 200 years for Kepler's idea to gain traction, but he eventually got his wish, and the four large moons are now called Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. Of course, Jupiter, being the show-off planet that it is, couldn't content itself with only four moons. In the years since Galileo, astronomers have discovered 75 additional moons, bringing Jupiter's grand total to 79 moons as of 2022. So if you didn't have moon envy before, you probably do now. But don't let it get you down. Jupiter was just made for moons. Because its mass is more than 300 times that of Earth, Jupiter's gravitational field is much larger and stronger, too. That enables it to capture and hold a lot more satellites in its orbit. And gosh, we're all really impressed down here, I can tell you. Most of Jupiter's moons are quite small, only around 6 miles or less in diameter. The four moons discovered by Galileo are the planet's largest, which is how he spotted them through his 20-power telescope. Each of the four has its own unique features. For instance, the largest of the group, Ganymede, is the only known moon to have its own magnetic field, while Callisto is the most heavily cratered object in the entire solar system. As for Io, that moon's distinctive feature is the many volcanoes that dot its surface, making it one of just a few celestial bodies to have confirmed volcanic activity. Last, but definitely not least, there's Europa, the smallest of the Galilean satellites. Because its entire surface is smooth, uncratered ice, Europa has a high degree of reflectivity, making it one of the brightest moons in the solar system. Still, Europa's biggest claim to fame is the enticing possibility that a vast ocean lies beneath its icy surface, one that might even be hospitable to life. Future robotic explorations, like NASA's upcoming Europa Clipper mission, could supply the answer to that crucial question. But, like Galileo all those centuries ago, we'll just have to be patient and wait and see. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you want to commiserate about being stuck on old One Moon Earth, you can always drop me a line at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks, as always, to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeartRadio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.